This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the UN World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 650,000 Palestinian children as a humanitarian crisis deepens. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. The health ministry has said hospitals have received scores of bodies, including 26 who died in an overnight Israeli bombardment and 205 wounded, one of the highest daily tallies in months. Meanwhile, gunshots have been heard and smoke has been seen rising from an area in the West Bank city of Jenin, prompting civilians to flee. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
United States Central Command said on Saturday its forces conducted a partnered raid with the Iraqi security forces in western Iraq in the early hours of August 29th, resulting in the deaths of 15 Islamic State operatives and the injury of 7 U.S. military personnel. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Military Central Command alleged Saturday that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened on Thursday in the country's Anbar Desert. The raid killed 15 people. Iraq had earlier announced the raids without saying the U.S. took part. For years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria, U.S. forces have fought the Islamic State group, though the casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For further news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Doctors in India's Kolkata city on Saturday marched down the streets demanding justice for a trainee doctor who was raped and murdered earlier this month in the city.
Whoever is culprit has to come out. That is our demand. Whoever it is, how powerful it is, how long it is, but it must come out. Not for our doctors' community only. It is for every woman, every girl, every mother, and every poor woman of this country.
Protesters called for the state chief's resignation over her handling of the case. Border arrests in the United States are expected to rise, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Arrests for illegal entry into the U.S. dropped in half in July to roughly 56,000 following President Biden's move to temporarily suspend asylum processing in June. That was the lowest number in nearly 4 years. Already in August, there are about 56,000 arrests again. And sources in Customs and Border Protection say they expect the final tally for the month will be about 58,000. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is calling on Congress to support an immigration compromise that was scuttled earlier this year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Catholic diocese is suing the United States government over an immigration policy. AP correspondent Haya Penjwani reports.
For more than a year, religious organizations have lobbied Congress and the Biden administration to fix a sudden procedural change in how the government processes green cards for religious workers from abroad. The change made in March 2023 threatens the ability of thousands of them to continue to minister in the United States. The Catholic Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey, and five of its priests whose legal status in the United States expires as soon as next spring have now sued the federal agencies overseeing immigration. They argue that the change will severely disrupt the lives and religious freedom of the priests. I'm Haya Penjwani.
The former mayor of Taipei was arrested early on Saturday as part of a graft probe. Ryan Chang has more.
The case involves approvals given for a property project when he was mayor from 2014 to 2022. He's denied wrongdoing, and the Taiwan People's Party, which he heads, in a statement Saturday, said it calls on the court to carefully examine the legality of the arrest procedure during the arraignment process and to return justice to Chairman Ko Wen-je as he deserves. Ko came third in January's presidential election, heading the opposition TPP, but they've been hit by other scandals recently. Just weeks ago, they acknowledged misreporting campaign funds during the presidential race. Kerr said he would step down temporarily as party chairman as that case was under investigation and apologized to his supporters.
Ryan Chang for Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.